We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ian, by the way, has regained Category 1 hurricane strength. Just an update on that. Going to get right to your phone calls as promised. And if you're just joining us as a listener, basic topic is your kids. You'll get the hang of it as we take some calls on WBEN. Here's David in North Buffalo. David, welcome. You're on WBEN.
First of all, prayers to all those people face that hurricane down in Florida. You know, my heart just goes out to them. But
all the people locally in the accidents today.
Well, getting to your subject, I laugh every time I think of this and the whole family. I'm one of 11 children, and my youngest brother had a little speech impediment, and, you know, it was cleared up by the time he was 10, but there was one word we would never tell him, we would never correct him on, and we would just chuckle. It was helicopter, and he would call it hopper chopper. and it was just adorable, and, you know, you had to be there every time. I mean, hopper chopper, you know, and it was cute. It was just cute.
That is very cute and actually very accurate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the hopper part of it?
Absolutely.
Yes. So, nonetheless, it wasn't until he was 12, though, when he figured it out. And he just gave us a stern look one time. He says, yeah, hopper chopper, huh?
Uh-huh. So when those things were falling off the maple trees, did he call those hopper choppers as well?
Anytime it was helicopter, it was hopper chopper. You're right.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you very, very much. All right. That's one of the things we're talking about. Your kids, what did they say that has stuck with you? There was a brother who stuck with them. Here's Pete in Niagara Falls. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today, Tom?
It's a beautiful day, Pete. You, sir?
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Hey, can I ask you a question?
And I feel bad for everybody out there having all the problems they're having in their life.
Oh, it's horrible.
The funny one.
Horrible.
From when I was a child. My son came home in first grade and walked into our kitchen and looked at his mother and took his two inner pockets out of his jeans and said, "Hey, Mom, did you ever kiss a rabbit between the ears?"
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't understand what he was doing, I hope.
I don't know where he learned it from, but you know what kids do. But that was that's like a moment. Like, how do you explain that to everybody, you know?
I think you pretend it never happened. He was how old when he did this? How old was he when he did this?
At the time, he was in first grade.
Oh, my. Yeah, there's no way he understood the significance of that. That's... all right, I wasn't expecting that one. That came from out of left field, and I will even withhold comment. But I need to ask you another question here, Pete. What's going on in Niagara Falls? How come that one stop sign is all shot to hell? What's going on up there?
You know, I don't go to the city anymore. I actually live in the town of Niagara. And, you know, I can't answer for everybody.
I mean, the really upsetting part is nobody dead-centered the O in the word stop. I mean, if you're going to fire that many shots, at least try to get a bullseye. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, I think, Pete.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, sir. All right, I shall have a wonderful day. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. That one was kind of risque, but the kid was in first grade. He did not understand the significance of what he said in the context of what he was saying it. By the way, you teenagers listening to the program, I would not advise boys to ever use that line to the young ladies you will be meeting in school hereafter. It is... yeah, that's one that you definitely want to avoid. It is coming up on 15 minutes after 5. If you're just joining us, when I said at the beginning of the hour we're talking about you and your kids, one of the things that seems to have taken over here is what things have your kids said that have stuck with you. Maybe you were a sibling, maybe you were a parent, maybe you were a grandparent, but, you know, somebody once said, kids say the darndest things. I used to do this as a topic. I haven't done it in maybe a decade, so I'm bringing it back again to see if there's any interest in good calls coming in on what your kids have said so far. I'm not disappointed. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. The other thing is, what did your kids do when little that made you realize that they might be little Einsteins? I'm particularly taken with the story of the little boy who memorized his mother's credit card number and used the credit card number to order $450 worth of toys. Then, as a little boy, not even 5 years old, asking his dad when he was going to work the next day because he had the foresight to have them shipped second day air. That is, I think, rather brilliant. The kid now is in cybersecurity. Probably has a very high-level security clearance, I'm sure. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So far, nobody's wanted to admit to the dopey things their kids have done, but there's always hope that that'll happen. All right, 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Dina in Buffalo, you're on. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Well, my son was in kindergarten, and he was learning, you know, all about the presidents and whatnot. And he came home, and he said, "Mommy, Mommy, I know who the president of the United States was." And I said, "Well, who was it?" He says, "It's George Bushington." So he was learning back then that he confused the Washington with the Bushington. But he was in his – he knew it was really cute. But I have to tell you, I just dropped that 24-year-old off. I had to pick him up from work. He was having some car problems. And I said to him, I go, "Hey, Mike, I have to tell you, I'm going to call in and tell him about your George Bushington." He goes, "Mom, who is this? Ron Burgundy?" So I thought that you would appreciate that. So the same kid still had the same sense of humor.
Well, stay classy, Dina. Stay classy.
Absolutely.
That's a great call. So, you pick them up from work at? Have you given the place of his employment a name like Bushington? Have you made fun of that at all?
No, not yet. But he actually said to me, he goes, "Mom, I'll never forget the look on your face when I told you that." And I don't know why, but everybody at that time, I got a 8x10 color glossy in the mail of George Bush when he was president. I don't know why, but that was on my fridge, and he would always say, "George Bushington, George." So, you know, he learned who the president was.
Well, but kind of.
You're definitely not Ron Burgundy.
No, I absolutely not. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
I shall. Bye. Thank you. All right. George Bushington. All right. I can see how that can happen. I still screw up names all the time. It's one of my shortcomings in life. I massacre names on an almost daily basis. You could make a list of all the names I've massacred over the years and come up with quite something substantial. All right. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I remember, I think it was somebody who called into the show many years ago, back when Toy Story was a big movie, and they had all the figures of the Toy Story characters they're putting out, like Buzz Lightyear and Woody. And I guess one day at church, as I recall the story, the little boy who was quite taken with the Toy Story movies and the Toy Story figures had put a Woody doll in his pocket for some reason before church. I don't know, maybe he was going to get communion. I'm not 100% on that. But right in the middle of church, this little boy, now I presume a grown man, belted out throughout the congregation, "Mom, I have a Woody in my pants," without understanding exactly the ramifications of what he was saying. And the congregation, I guess, got quite a chuckle out of it. All right, 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Some of these things do stay with you for quite some time, even if your kid didn't happen to be the one involved. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right. Welcome to the program. If you are just joining us, I will continue this unless you guys want me to move on to something else, because I've got something else in my back pocket all ready to roll. But if you remember something that your kid did, and it might have been last week, it might have been last decade, something that your kid did that was absolutely extraordinary, I will certainly take your call about your little Einstein, and especially if what they did ended up playing a role in what they now do for a living. You know, sometimes you can almost see certain professions coming to certain kids. And also, did your kid say something witty, something funny, something that made you cringe-worthy that you have never forgotten to this day? I'm going to leave my own personal miscues out of the conversation for right now. But suffice it to say that as a youngster, I said many, many things I wish I could have back. Not that anybody remembers, but they've proven to be little scars in the brain. You ever have those things? I can't believe I said that. I might have been a kid, not really knowing what I was saying, but I can't believe it. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, not to overstate this, but there is that accident on the 90 eastbound. Everybody's getting off a transit road, and basically things are a Mongolian cluster dance. Earlier, about an hour or so ago, the Mercy Flight chopper went out to the accident scene, and by the flight radar application, it seems that the chopper very, very quickly made its way to ECMC and presumably dropped the person or people involved in that accident off at ECMC, which is a level one trauma center, and that is where you want to go anytime you have a situation involving traumatic injuries. And it's very, very important for the medical personnel to get a patient in within the, well, what they call the golden hour after trauma. It greatly increases the chance of a successful outcome. The sooner you can be to the hospital, and of course, the better trained the doctors are at trauma, and they don't get any better than the ones at ECMC, the better off you are going to end up being. All right, it is 525 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Coming up after the news, I may continue this topic if there is interest, and if there is not, I guess something I know you're going to like as well on News Radio 930 WBEN. We've got the news at 5:30 coming up, and after the news, if I've got people on hold, I'll get right to the calls. If I don't, I will probably get into some other things right here on the Bowerly program on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you call now, it's going to be a little wait on hold. So if you want to hold off till about 5:35 or so, that will minimize your time on hold. And like I always tell you, I don't like being on hold myself, so I totally get it. That's why I try to minimize your time as best I can. On News Radio 930 WBEN News is coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Bowerly, News Radio 930, WBEN. And all due respect, I do not plan on getting a booster shot whatsoever. I got the initial vaccines, got a case of COVID, and I'm confident in my body's immune system to fight off any subsequent attack of COVID. That's why we have immune systems. All right, let's get right back to the calls on WBEN, and here is Megan on the air. Megan, it is your turn, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about kid stuff, and you're on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. So my son, Josh, when he was in high school, he was a decent student, but he was one of those kids that didn't have to study and would get a really good grade. And I'd get frustrated and say, if you would only study, you'd do so much better. You know, the typical parent thing. So he wasn't really sure what he wanted to do when he went to college. And then all of a sudden in his senior year, he said he wanted to go and become a radiology tech. Well, he didn't like touching his, like, people, like, to sit next to him, whatever. I'm thinking, and he's going to touch people for a living. So I thought, this is going to be short-lived. So I said, in order for you to even get into the program, you have to take a one of those, like a CPR life-saving first aid class. So he took the class, and about 2 weeks later, we were driving on the 90 with some friends, and looked up ahead. It looked like someone's hood of their car had flown up and had separated from their car. So he said, Mom, pull over to the side of the road. So I did. He ran across the three lanes of the thruway, and I noticed that it's not that the hood of the car had flipped up. The whole car had flipped over, end over end, and he was rendering first aid to the person that was in the car, who was now, his car was, the car had flipped over, so it was on the hood of the car, and he was holding the person up into place so he wouldn't be hanging by his seatbelt. He was instructing the rest of us on, walking around the car to make sure no fluids were leaking. He was asking the person in the car, like, do you have any medical conditions? Do you know what happened before this, this happened? And all the things that, like, a seasoned adult would ask. And I'm happy to say he is now a nurse, studying to become a nurse practitioner.
That's outstanding. Is he a registered nurse?
He actually, and you'll love this, he went to junior college and got his RN, his two-year degree, so he's able to work as a nurse while he got his four-year degree, and bought a house when he was 22 because he had no student loan debt, and now he is working while he's getting his nurse practitioner.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, for a kid who didn't want to touch anybody, you don't get much more touchy than a registered nurse.
Exactly. And he's one of those, like, the, I've ran into his coworkers, people that have been his manager, and they're like, even when he first graduated as a registered nurse, he was very confident in what he did, which, again, was not like him before this, that he takes charge. He's very calm under pressure. And I'm very proud of him because, as a mom, I never would have imagined even like 10 years ago that this would have been the case.
Well, what a remarkable turnaround. I think you've got every reason to be proud. That should have been one of my questions today, but it wasn't. Did a kid turn it around on you? We heard before from a young lady who I think she got pregnant at 17 years old, and now she's earning her master's degree with a very good career going. But what an unusual turn of events, and sometimes that'll happen. Sometimes kids will surprise you. It's almost like the light bulb goes off and they figure out what it is they want to do. You saw him in action firsthand after he had just learned how to do first aid for people. So good for you. Good for you. That RN program is not easy. It's like boot camp.
It isn't. And another thing, my daughter, who is now a physical therapist, she was in her graduate part of her program, and she was on a
hold on just a minute, my dear. I want to hear about your daughter as well. Then I've got some other people at 803-0930 *930 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, let's get back to the calls and Megan in Lancaster, who told us about her son. Do you have a medical background yourself? It sounds as though this runs in the family.
Nope, I did work as a medical social worker. My husband is a state trooper. So, I mean, we're all like helpers, I guess, but not where this was, and it's not like we passed it down to him or anything.
No, interesting. Now, how about your daughter? You started to talk about her.
So she was her friends, they had run into the bus to do a joint bachelorette party, and they were just doing the different bars down in Buffalo, near the former auditorium. And they were coming out of one bar, getting ready to get on the limo to go to the next one. And someone screams, my God, help him. He's having a heart attack. And this man collapsed, and they said that he had a history of heart issues. He was in her graduate program of her doctorate of physical therapy, and she rendered CPR. And, once the paramedics got there, he had been brought back.
Well, good for her. I mean, she did expose herself to some liability. But
because it's the Good Samaritan.
I don't think that covers. I don't think that covers people who are in the profession. I'm not sure what degrees you have to be covered, but a lot of doctors will not step forward because they run into some liability issues.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I think that's the case. That came up on an earlier show, so I double checked with some friends who are doctors. And if you are a certain level of medicine, I don't know what it is. You're not covered by Good Samaritan stuff. That's basically meant for the common person on the street. That's my understanding of it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't have to worry about it. But I thank you very much and good work. Thank you.
You have a good day.
Absolutely. All right. Good stuff here. Let's get to Ann in Buffalo. I always tell you, I'm not going to repeat the topics if I got people on hold who want to talk. Ann in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First thing I wanted to mention was that I have three children, and all of them ended up being valedictorian, which was not due to any of us putting pressure on them. It just happened to be the luck of the draw and hard work on their part.
Wow.
So that was very cool.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And then what I wanted to mention was my oldest son, about 7 or 8 years ago, he was trying to decide where he wanted to go to college, and he had no field in mind that he was interested in. And we suggested to him, well, why don't you think about weather, something with weather, because every day since preschool, you've gotten up and told us what the weather was. And like to have that role in kindergarten and preschool. And he ended up pursuing that, which is kind of funny that, you know, an 18-year-old would pick up what he liked in grade school. But he ended up graduating, and he ended up with a job where he is actually directing ocean traffic and around that, which is very appropriate for right now.
Wait, he's directing ocean traffic around what?
Around tropical storms and all, because he did get his weather degree, but he's not like a forecaster in terms of like on the TV. He's actually helping people that hire his company to route themselves around bad weather and other situations. Like they have to know, like, where are pirates or where are there political storms? So it's kind of more than just weather storms.
That's fascinating.
It's absolutely cool job that we didn't know existed, but it just, he fell into everything, you know, along with what he liked. And
where is he based out of?
In the Adirondacks. So his company's located in Glens Falls, which is, you know, you're not in the ocean, but he went to Stony Brook University in the SUNY system. And they have a very big ocean weather forecasting field there.
That's amazing. So he's, I would imagine, on the radio or on the computer, and vessels will ask him for guidance, or he's contracted by maritime interests to provide guidance to vessels, probably knows where every ship is at any given
right.
time.
Right. And then whatever work shift each of them has, that dictates which oceans they're monitoring. So they could either be hired by the companies that are shipping goods, or they could be hired by the owners of the boats. Like there's different groups that will hire them to get them through their path that they're taking.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, it's funny because Booker on he's a friend of mine. We're traveling with him. On Tuesday, he was still in Fort Lauderdale and sent me a picture of the cargo ships waiting to get into Miami. And I couldn't believe that they were still out there in the ocean with a hurricane a stone's throw away from them.
Exactly. And he was saying that certain countries will tighten up their ports a lot sooner, and then they have to kind of direct people into different island areas where they'll be safe to ride out the storm, or sometimes people won't get out in time, and they just have to be there to kind of talk them through whatever they're going through.
Was your son involved in the operation at all that helped save Tom Hanks from the Somali pirates?
I don't know, because he can't tell me that. I should find out, though.
Wow, that's super cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate that call. All right, so there you have a little boy who liked to tell everybody what the weather was going to be like, and he ends up with a job where he helps steer shipping interests around storms and weather disturbances and other kinds of disturbances that can happen. Wow, that's super cool. And I know it wasn't Tom Hanks, that he's just an actor. I get that. All right, it is 5:49. He also is not the one who landed the plane in the Hudson or who took part in D-Day or who was a 20s hitman for Paul Newman. I understand it was a movie. We will, sorry about that. We will get back to calls, I think, coming up, maybe not. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I think I'm very taken with some of the calls today, and I think the one that's going to leave the biggest mark, I don't know if you guys had a chance to hear it earlier, and I've referenced it a few times, but little boy, like 3 years old, going online, had memorized his mother's credit card number and ordered himself $450 worth of toys, including a personally inscribed or initialed gaming apparatus. And then, in addition to memorizing mom's credit card number and ordering $450 worth of electronic toys, the kid actually knew how to read at a very young age, well before going to school. And the dad, at one point, said, You read this book before somebody gets out of someplace, and I'll get you something. And the kid not only read the book, but memorized it because he recited the last page of the book to his father. So at that point, his father knew he was in some degree of trouble. My favorite part of the story, though, is when the kid who had ordered the toys with mom's purloined credit card number asked dad if he was going to be going to work because the kid had arranged for second day air delivery. Now, how a kid knows how to do that at 3 years old, I have no idea. Now, the kid would have been a great cyber criminal, absolutely, positively, but instead is now working for the forces of good and justice and right and the American way. The young man grew up, oddly enough, to be Superman. All right, the kid grew up to be a cybersecurity expert, but I wonder how many other kids have memorized their parents' credit card numbers and done anything like that. I'm sure at the time it wasn't something that was real funny for the parents, because $450 is a lot of dough, obviously. But, I mean, that would get you a tank of gas a couple of weeks ago. But now, you know, maybe we don't think of $450 as a lot of money, but it obviously is. And That's pretty remarkable of that kid to do all those things and end up in cybersecurity. And the other story, not exactly of kids saying something kind of embarrassing. The kid who's walking into the gas station, mother following behind, and a police officer was going in, and the kid says, "Hey, mom, look, it's a pig." Oh, not good. Not good. Very embarrassing, I'm sure. Didn't learn it from me.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.